As the streaming of movies has become a ubiquitous part of our home viewing experience, viewers can sometimes feel lost in a field of thousands of options. Hoping to make streaming decisions easier, one of the country's prominent film critics groups is partnering with one of the most esteemed home video distributors to curate a series of important films made by women. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. My guest today is the founder and president of the Alliance of Women Film Journalists, Jennifer Marin, a film critic of many years. She and the AWFJ have leveraged the experience and critical insight of the Alliance's film journalists to create a novel partnership with home video distributor Kino Lorber. I'm happy to have Jennifer Marin back on the program today. Good morning.
Good morning, Chuck, and thanks very much for having us here.
Thanks for joining me by Zoom from New York. We've talked over the years quite a bit about a number of topics, but you've been spearheading the launch of the AWFJ Presents series at Kino Lorber's Kino Marquee streaming site. I have to imagine that this has been a long time coming, and I just found out about it the other day when we were chatting about other topics. But how did you conceive of this idea? Was it gestating for a while?
It has been gestating for a while. It's been one of the things that's kind of been on our back burner. We are a nonprofit volunteer organization, and we have, you know, limited resources and limited bandwidth. And so we have lots of projects in mind. In this particular case, Kino Lorber approached us, and we were very honored and thrilled that they did so. We are the first critics group that has a screening series, a curated screening series like this one, and it fits very much into our mission to promote films made by women, to make films made by women known to audiences and available to audiences. So Kino Lorber came to us and said, would you like to partner? And we said, indeed we would. And the process started there. I opened the curation team to volunteers, and 12 of our members, we have approximately 90 members, 12 of our members said that they'd like to join the team, and they did. Kino Lorber presented us with a list of hundreds of films directed by women, and we, over quite an extensive period of time, pared that list down to 24 films that we were going to really seriously consider. And all of the members watched all of those 24 films again. We narrowed it down to, there were two films per person that were listed on that list, because we had 12 curators, and we eventually narrowed it down to 12 and then to 6. And it was done very democratically. The curation team made up of very smart, very savvy, passionate film critics, sophisticated in their points of view, judging these films from the standpoint of aesthetics and also for the standpoint of their social relevance.
We'll get to the titles in a minute, but I wanted to pick up on something that occurs to me that, you know, in hindsight, this just seems so self-evident that this is where streaming should be going. You know, I'm guessing a lot of our listeners, like myself, spend way too many minutes scrolling endlessly through lists of films that I have no interest in ever watching on the various streaming giants that come into my house. And this idea that you take people who are respected in a field to curate a series for you, so you kind of already know it's at a high level of quality of film and will engage you in a lot of different ways, just seems, I don't know, if part of the discussion as you were selecting these and being the pilot test for this idea, is part of the idea you think in the future that we're going to see a lot more of this kind of curated content?
I hope so. I think that, again, critics are curators for the public.
Right.
And our individual platforms or outlets are in great disarray at the moment, some of them drying up and some of them focusing on you know, celebrity and I would just call it celebrity soup rather than, you know, actual film. So I hope that this will help audiences to find the films that are of genuine interest and value to them. I mean, everybody has only a certain amount of time that they can watch movies. And it's important that they have at in their available to them movies that will move and stimulate them and satisfy their interests and their needs. We feel that media is extremely important in this day and age, that film actually conveys social and cultural messages that are extremely important, that are uplifting and empowering and educational. So yeah, I hope that this will happen. I know that we have been, and we are being approached by other platforms to do this with them. And there's no conflict, fortunately. We haven't said on anything yet, but there's no conflict about our doing additional series. And I think that there are other groups that should be doing them too.
Well, let's talk about the titles that came out of this exhaustive process of winnowing down this huge list that Kino gave you, and you came out with six, at least initially, under the AWFJ Presents banner. Can you lay out for us what those six titles are?
I can. Let's go in alphabetical order because that seems to be easiest. The first one is A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. This is a film. It's a film that's made by an Iranian-American woman. It's a kind of a groundbreaking, mishmash, fabulous version of horror film, Western, and totally unique. It's shot in black and white, and it's a film in which a woman leads as the vampire, and she completely, I mean, women who are out walking late at night have no longer a fear of walking out alone at night. It's the men. It's not the film is, it's kind of a femme punk classic, if you will.
It's a favorite of mine, certainly from 2014.
It's just entirely engaging, gives a lot of room for thought and enjoyment at the same time. Shot in black and white, the cinematography is beautiful, it's beautifully crafted. So, you know, kudos to Anna Lilia Mimpour on her feature film, basically her first feature that is becoming a classic straight away, and we love that film.
And then you pivot to, I know you have films that go from the 70s to, I think this is one of the most contemporary, 2014, A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, but Daughters of the Dust from 1991 and Mustang from 2015, Peppermint Soda 1977, Between the Lines 77, Nowhere in Africa, 2001. It occurs to me just quickly looking at them that, you know, you have something as edgy as a vampire Western Iranian American film to, you know, period pieces that take place over 100 years ago and documentary, foreign films. But all of them are not just directed by women. The narratives are driven by women. And that's another key differentiator of these films, I guess.
That is very true. It's a really good observation. All of these films are female driven, and they are driven by women characters who are empowering, who are representative of a wide variety of women in real life, and they are relatable. And the stories, although some of them were shot a while ago, the films were shot a while ago, and the stories may be about a period of time that was even further back than that, they are all relevant today for one reason or another. They all resonate with today's audiences. So yeah, that was one of the aims of this initial series, was to be as comprehensive, satisfying as many viewers with at least one film that would draw them in because they would say, hey, I haven't seen this, or gee, I want to see this again, and then discover the rest of the films, which are all equally interesting and worthy.
Now, what's interesting is that you've not only curated the series, so viewers can go straight to Kino Marquee and find them and watch them, but you are also providing, AWFJ Presents has a banner on YouTube in which it's providing accompanying, I guess you would say, critical introductions and conversations around the film so that viewers can either watch the film and then watch the AWFJ commentary or vice versa. as kind of a value added proposition that you are helping viewers expand maybe their experience of a film leveraging all of the incredible insight and experience of your membership.
Yeah, that's true. We are a smart group of women. We're well informed and we like to share our perspective. We like to create debate. Individual panelists, there are two each film, one of whom is the person who nominated the film in the first place because they have a natural affinity for talking about that film. And then the others were women who heavily endorsed the film during the nominating process. So, and the commentaries are very candid. They're impromptu, nothing scripted. Mm-hmm. It's done as a kind of familiar chat between two colleagues, two knowledgeable colleagues that you're invited to listen in on. And they're discussing what they enjoyed about the film and what they think is important about the film, why it resonates with them. And hopefully that will engage other, you know, other opinions as well. We don't have a chat line or anything like that, but we encourage, you know, watch parties for films like this one, or like the ones that we've nominated, so that people can really on their own, you know, dig in and have a conversation about what the movie's all about.
And very quickly, how do people find the series and the introductions? I know we've mentioned Kino Marquee. I believe they're available through Apple TV, Fire TV, Roku, the normal streaming boxes. There's a price, I guess, for that. There's a rental fee.
Well, the fee for each individual film would be $6, but we're hoping that people will subscribe to the series, which is $30, and it's a, you know, lower per film fee, and you can watch that over a month's time, you know. Mm-hmm. So that if you purchase a subscription, you've got these great films you can watch, you know, whenever you want to, with whomever you want to.
The AWFJ. The AWFJ Presents commentary, though, is free, and I believe you can find that on your, is it YouTube channel?
Yes, that's right. The panels are for free. They're just an added value. And again, we had great joy in making them. You know, it's kind of like the answer, as you put it in the earlier part of this conversation, it was the answer to a dream, fulfillment of our mission. And we are extremely grateful to Kino Lorber for their generosity and their dedication in helping us and allowing us and in inviting us to do this with them.
Certainly a partnership of two great brands from very different perspectives. But for viewers or listeners that want to dip their toe, maybe aren't ready to subscribe to all six, do you have a favorite title of the six? I know that's hard to choose.
Oh,
but
well, you know, I mean, I love all of these films, actually. These were all on my list. So I actually nominated Nowhere in Africa because I think it's an epic film. And I think that it's an accomplishment. It shows that a woman director can really handle a very difficult and challenging and epic saga of a project. And so that's certainly one that I would recommend. It's a set during World War II. And it's a family that's in exile from Germany in Africa. And it just chronicles their experience. It deals with a lot of things that isolation, cultural interplay, lots of issues that are still current today.
And I don't know that film myself, so I'll have to check it out.
You're assigned. Yeah, I mean, it's got to. Caroline Link, actually, is German director. Fabulous.
My choice.
The other one
Girl Walks Home Alone. I think for me at night is my choice.
And yeah, I just want to mention Between the Lines because it's a Joan Micklin Silver film. I love her. And I have a personal connection with her through my mom, who was in one of her other films, Hester Street. And my mom was an actress in that and she loved Joan. And Joan is introducing in Between the Lines, she's introducing a host of, people can go online to find out who, but of young actors who've all become stars. And that's another thing that women do. They nurture talent.
Fantastic.
So that's another.
Well, Jennifer, it's always good to catch up about your work and advocacy for women filmmakers, good film, and the support of women in film journalist roles. Thanks for talking with me today, and congratulations on your latest series.
Thank you so much. Thank you here. We greatly appreciate it and are honored by your interest in our work. Thanks, Chuck.
My guest today has been Jennifer Marin, founder and president of the Alliance of Women Film Journalists. The AWFJ has just announced a new partnership with home video distributor Kino Lorber called AWFJ Presents on the Kino Marquee streaming service. The AWFJ has curated a program of 6 film selections with additional critical content by AWFJ members, and you can find the series by Googling AWFJ Presents and Kino Marquee, or just go to kinomarquee.com. The AWFJ's film introductions and commentary can be found on their YouTube channel at AWFJ. Thanks to the KTEP staff for editing today's show. An archive of past programs is available online at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.